very interestingly, we started doing this work about 20 years ago, but before us, NASA actually came up with the concept. They wanted to introduce plants into some of their space ships, and if we ever leave Earth, we're going to have to try to incorporate plants in those space modules. And when they were trying to, you know, grow crops and increase oxygen in their spaceships, they were met with varying levels of success. But what they noticed was decreased levels of volatile organic compounds. Now, these volatile organic compounds tend to be carcinogenic, endocrine disruptors. It's that new car smell you smell. People love that new car smell, but it's actually very carcinogenic. And it was being off-gassed by a lot of the materials within the spaceship, and also the glues that they use, and you can understand. We've actually latched onto that concept and brought that into our indoor environments that we have here on Earth. A lot of the materials we have off-gassed a lot of these volatile organic compounds, and we're noticing that buildings are becoming more sealed, much like these space modules. So we're seeing, well, we're creating these sealed systems, and much like NASA back, you know, in the 1970s, we may have an opportunity to introduce plants in these indoor environments as well.
What are some of these carcinogenic materials that might be found around the home or in an office?
Yeah, so we're looking at like fiber boards, those cheap plastic materials, benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene, xylene. They're the bad ones. We call them the BTEX, but also formaldehydes. Basically, if you can smell it and it smells like plastic, it's not doing you too well.
I remember I was living in an old terrace house about a year ago, and I noticed there was mold on the walls,
yes,
that sort of thing. What are some of those sorts of pollutants in the air?
Molds are very bad for us in some scenarios because they can be allergenic, so we can breathe the spores in and we have an allergic reaction to them. If you have mold growing on the wall, get rid of it as soon as, if you see it, get rid of it. But prevention is better than the cure, so make sure you have a well-ventilated home. Make sure that if you have moisture problems, get a dehumidifier in there. Recently in winter in Sydney, for example, we are seeing some issues with molds. Now, back on if plants can have an influence on that, I'm not entirely sure. There were some concerns if we put plants in the indoor environment that we could increase fungal spores because, you know, a lot of fungi are saprophytic, which means they grow on decaying material, which could exist within the soil. And that does not appear to be the case. We did a year-long study with plants in indoor environments. We compared the species with offices with plants, without plants. We didn't notice any increase in mold spores. The mold spores tend to get into the indoor environment through the outdoor environment.
What kinds of plants are beneficial indoors?
In terms of air quality, we've noticed any plant is beneficial for us. As long as they've got a healthy root system, the bacteria and fungi that grow on those roots are actually the ones responsible for reducing the volatile organic compounds. It's not the plant whatsoever. A lot of people thought that the VOCs were absorbed into the plant tissues. Not the case. All plants kind of have a symbiotic relationship with organisms, microbes in the soil. The plants will secrete, you know, sugars. And some of these microbes will utilize those sugars. However, in exchange, this symbiotic relationship, they will provide the plant with some nutrients that the plant couldn't ordinarily obtain. Now, it's those same organisms, those same microbes on the roots that actually have the ability to degrade these volatile organic compounds.
What does this say about humans wanting to connect with nature more?
Well, look, we've had 2.5 million years of evolution with plants. We've co-evolved in jungles and forests and have had this intimate codependence on plants. And all of a sudden, in the last 200 years, we've removed ourselves from those environments into these highly dense urban environments where there's edges. And I'm sitting right here in the studio and I don't see a single plant. And as a consequence, we've got built in us this innate desire, a yearning to be with nature. The hypothesis is called biophilia. And If you consider when you go on holidays, you want to remove yourself from your environment, you want to go on vacation, you tend to go to a place, a beach, for example, where there is nature, a forest, a bushwalk, where there is nature. And we constantly have that yearning. So for us to bring nature to us, it can only be beneficial.
Can you have too many indoor plants? Like, if you have a lot, do they become counteractive?
No, because I wouldn't say counteractive. They may compete against each other, but that's only beneficial for us. No, more is better, because the more plants you have, the less air pollutants you have, the better you'll feel. And in fact, we're moving into working on green walls.
So you're talking about green interior walls?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, exterior, interior, either way, green walls, I think, are the way of the future. In urban environments, we're running out of space to introduce parks, and especially in the Australian property scene, we're seeing parklands getting torn up to put apartments. And these more urban environments we have, it's all these impervious, flat scenarios. So we're looking at green walls as a way of introducing greenery to environments that previously don't have greenery.
Tell me more about these green walls and what you're doing with them.
If we have them on the side of buildings or even indoors, if we have the air intake of a building, pull the air through a green wall, pre-filter the air going into a building, all of the air within that building would be purified. We have already a few buildings already in Sydney and Melbourne that have adopted the technology. We're also excited to introduce this technology to some infrastructure projects that people are concerned with air pollutants. For example, imagine this, a car tunnel, for example, a transit tunnel that's lined with green walls either side of it. You know, there's a lot of particles in there, a lot of gases flowing through there, and we're pulling those air pollutants out as opposed to a exhaust stack where it's concentrated and moves into a neighborhood. We can't have that.